Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we're really thrilled to have Thor Retzlaff with us. Thor is the co-founder of Wasted, which is a circular sanitation ecosystem. And I know that's leaving everybody wondering a little bit more. So Thor, so for folks that don't know you or Wasted, tell us about your product.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to be here today. So Wasted PBC is a sanitation company, but our vision is to catalyze circular sanitation. So what that means is that beyond collecting your waste, we're trying to go and valorize that waste, turn the liquids and solids into valuable end products. Right now, we're focused on urine, and the journey to get here has been pretty fun and wild. But we're running a portable operation here in Burlington, and we actually just opened up our first market in Boston as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. So going back, you know, you say waste, and I don't know where people's minds go, but you're literally talking poop and pee.
That's correct.
Okay. So how did this vision come to life?
Yeah, that's a great question. A couple years back, my co-founders and I were traveling around the world, and we do a lot of like ski alpinism and found ourselves in these sensitive mountainous regions. And the number one problem we kept on coming across was the thing that all humans leave behind, our own waste. And the inquiry, the question that really kind of bogged us down was, how do we leave these environments better than we found them? And the whole focus was on identifying a solution for our human waste. And so that was 2018. In 2019, we decided to start a nonprofit called Do Good Shit. And the whole idea there, the mission behind DGS, was to go understand what is a viable, sustainable sanitation solution for these sensitive regions. And so during that year in 2019, my co-founder and I, we went on what we call the toilet tour. And we went and we took apart just about any toilet you can imagine in the backcountry. It was the most tumbling, dirty, eye-opening work I've ever done. But what we stepped away from that with was this understanding that sewer separation, or separating your pee and your poo directly at the drop point, creates a higher potential for your waste streams. Another way of saying that is it more closely resembles how nature processes waste, right? Biomimicry is the word we use. And so with that, we went and identified a toilet that separates our pee and poo at the source so that in these sensitive regions, we could introduce the urine back to the earth as fertilizer and allow the solid waste to decompose as solid matter and let the local macroinvertebrates break that down further.
So did you have to develop that yourself, or is that something that you found that you wanted to sort of prototype here at home?
Exactly, yeah. So with DGS in 2019, we looked at all of the already implemented toilet solutions on the market. And from that, we identified a conveyor belt toilet that was focused on source separation, the only one of its kind.
You know, for listeners, they might be thinking, all right, now you're talking about porta potties and you're talking about circular sanitation and what's the connection?
Yep.
But when we think about sustainability in Burlington, of course, we think about really a table. We think about the four legs. We think about what we think of as the E's, the four E's: equity, the environment, education, and the economy. And so undoubtedly sort of Wasted is connected to all of those table legs.
So when I think about equity, you know, having safe and proper access to sanitation is a human right, right? And that's something that across the globe we are underserving on. And even in our own country here, it's like we have a huge way to go to close the gap on providing dignified sanitation. On the environmental level, it's this idea of being able to treat our waste in a more environmentally conscious way. And the beautiful thing about what we're doing at Wasted is we don't see what we're collecting as waste. We see it as untapped potential. We see it as waste streams that are waiting to be upcycled into something valuable. So to provide more context to that, what we're doing here in Burlington is we rent portable toilets, and a certain percentage of those toilets, about 30% right now, working with the regulations and permitting, getting the whole thing going, but about 30% of those toilets separate urine inside of the portable toilet. When our service truck comes to pump out the waste, We'll pump the urine into a urine-specific container on our truck. We'll then take that urine back to our hub, our headquarters, and push it through what we call a urine treatment train. In that urine treatment train, it goes to a pasteurizer and then a Struvite reactor. And the output is a grade A biosolid that the state of Vermont has recognized as a safe and effective fertilizer for our land, our farms, places that, you know, need these nutrients to grow biomass. The idea behind it is that we're all producing valuable nutrients. Let's go take those, harness those nutrients, and put it to work. And the last piece that's important is let's go build a business around this so people know we're legit. People know that they're working with professionals, and we kind of change that stigma around waste. So that's another really big piece about what we're doing, and a part of our vision statement is let's also change the way people are thinking about waste.
You know, we do see your orange porta potties around. If people haven't, maybe now they'll start noticing them. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the application and who is renting your porta potties, who are your clients?
My joke is always that the market's growing every day, right? Everyone needs to go to the bathroom. But we focus primarily on construction sites as our long-term contracts. So you've got various builds, whether it's a single toilet on a small build to a dozen toilets on a large commercial build. Those construction sites get serviced weekly, and we're available for additional services throughout a week as needed. Other sites that typically spring up more in the, you know, summer months are events. You've got farmers markets. You've got various weekend events, whether someone's throwing a party. We also do weddings. We've also contributed to large events like the Brewers Fest. We donated some toilets there last year. But given the fact that last year was our first year, we didn't really know what to expect. But as it turns out, like I said, everyone needs a toilet for whatever occasion it is. And that's the beautiful thing about being a portable toilet company is if you need a toilet and if you need to provide some dignified sanitation to whoever's attending your event, then we can provide that, right?
Yeah. So where do you want to go from here, Thor? I mean, what are your bigger plans?
Where we're at right now is it's taking one step. I always like to talk about climbing a mountain, right? Like, obviously you want to get to the summit, but to get there, you got to take that next step. And our goal is to catalyze a circular sanitation ecosystem and be essentially upcycling all the waste we collect. But where it stands right now is we're very much at the tip of the iceberg, right? As far as Vermont being the only state that's doing something like this. So when you look at one of our products in the field, we have mixed waste toilets, which is very similar to a traditional porta potty. But over the course of this year and next year, we're going to be introducing urine-specific products. So, you know, at an event like, we'll call it Vermont Green Soccer Games, right? The huge popular event. We've provided toilets for them last year. This year, we're going to introduce urine-specific products like standing urinals or female urinals. And the idea there is to have a specific product dedicated to the urine upcycling we're doing. Another project that we have in the works is introducing kind of a more premium product, which is like a trailer. And the idea there is to separate everyone's waste. And so what I'm trying to say is that one of the big hurdles that we're trying to address is how do we effectively separate everyone's urine from the solid waste in the portable toilets? And the answer right now is it's something that we're working towards, right? And that's why only 30% of our fleet is diverting that urine. It takes time, but our product roadmap is gearing us up to be able to go and deploy an entire fleet of urine diversion toilets.
So is the urine, that's what's valuable?
Yeah, it's a little bit counterintuitive, but the urine has the nutrients that that we're looking for.
And so poop, what happens to that?
As of right now, we take the poop in a mixed waste bin, like a traditional porta potty, and we have some strategic wastewater treatment plants around town that we dump at their facilities. I think it's important to note that the pre-treatment that we use, typically when you think of porta potties, think of blue goo.
Yeah.
We use what we call ersauce, which is a more sustainable alternative to that pretreatment. And the idea there is to alleviate some of the constraints of introducing portable waste to a wastewater treatment plant. And so, for example, down here at the Burlington Wastewater Treatment Plant, working with Matt Dow, he actually made an exception to wasted to allow us to dump there because of our ability to use a different pretreatment. So those are the compromises we're making, but doing so in a thoughtful way to ensure that as we introduce more products, we can do more circularity.
Right, while doing less harm.
Yeah.
Are you working with farms or?
Yeah. So as of right now, our offtake partners are farms around the region. Because that was our first year of operation, there's a lot of data acquisition and analysis that is still being done to really, you know, prove that this is a viable and valid way to go and reintroduce our nutrients back to the earth. That being said, the Rich Earth Institute have a decade worth of data saying, absolutely, yes, this is totally on track. But because we're in a new region up in northern Vermont, we're just taking our time and making sure we do it in a thoughtful way. As we get that data back, as we build confidence with our farm partners and the public, then we'll be able to kind of introduce more of a public eye into what exactly and how exactly that waste is fertilizing the earth.
Is there anything else that you think people want to know about? I learned so much.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where every time I go to the bathroom, I can't help but think about what my body has produced and how valuable it is, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the things with Wasted and why we call them a donation station, right? That's when you rent from us, is that you're able to go in there and participate in an ecosystem that's greater than any one of us, right? And I think that as we look towards the future and we look towards building not linear but regenerative business systems, it's going to take that trust in our ability to you know, participate with one another to build a more sustainable future and world. And so this is just one step in a grandiose puzzle that we're all trying to figure out. But my take is that if we can change how people think about toilets, think about how they think about waste inside those toilets, then who knows what comes next.
Well, thank you so much. It was really nice to have you here.
My pleasure.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.